some federal officials are warning that it's not a question of if, but when the coronavirus will spread in the U.S. As hospitals and researchers in Massachusetts prepare, they're hoping to develop faster tests for the coronavirus. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
The machine that Dr. Michael Minna says will help Brigham and Women's Hospital diagnose patients with the new coronavirus is called the Panther. It's a large tinted glass case with mechanical arms that mix chemicals into vials.
This is the Panther, and you can see into it that there's a lot of robotics going on here.
The robot performs a chemical reaction. It's the same one the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention use to diagnose patients with the coronavirus. And Minna says his team has been working to get the Panther to do that too.
We would literally replicate the CDC test kit, only we'll have robots do it instead of us, which just makes it safer and quicker.
Quicker is key for Minna. He says if coronavirus starts spreading, even among just a few people, hospitals will have to start testing every patient that comes in coughing, sneezing, or with other respiratory symptoms. But right now, only federal and state labs are allowed to perform the test. That means if Minna has a patient that he thinks might have coronavirus, he has to isolate that patient and mail a sample into one of those labs. That usually takes a day or two, but sometimes longer.
Some labs have said that they've actually had to wait up to a week for a test result to come back.
So for like multiple days, you could have a patient taking up a hospital room in isolation that they don't need and other patients might need.
That's the concern, yes.
At this time of year, Minna says a lot of people come in with flu-like symptoms. In the event of a coronavirus outbreak, that could overwhelm the hospital's resources and the small number of test kits provided by the CDC. If that happens, Minna worries the hospital might grind to a halt. That's where the Panther jumps in. The machine can get test results in as little as 2 hours and run dozens of samples at once. Minna says the CDC test kits are easy to recreate, and most major hospitals around the country could do the same thing he's doing.
The test kits that the CDC sent out are more like a blue apron meal. These are meals where you get all your ingredients, and they're generally ingredients that you can pick up at the store anywhere, and then there's a recipe in it.
Minna says many labs could easily purchase everything they need to do the testing, but first they need approval from the federal government. So far, nobody's gotten it. But there are researchers developing other types of diagnostics for coronavirus. Feng Zhang is a bioengineer at MIT and the Broad Institute. He's working on a test that you can do at home by swabbing your mouth and dipping the swab into a chemical solution.
Just like using a pregnancy test, you see whether or not a strip has one line or two lines.
Two lines mean you have the coronavirus. Sam Sia, a bioengineer at Columbia University, is working on a similar test. He says these test strips are quick and easy to use. That would be extremely useful in a global pandemic. For one, they can be mass-produced. And Sia says they would take a lot of pressure off government labs that are currently the only places that can run coronavirus tests.
The labs that can actually run these tests are completely overwhelmed. And that's starting in China, but it's really spreading really across the world.
Sia says his test strip could begin trials in China in the next few months. At Brigham and Women's Hospital, Dr. Minna says his lab has begun the process to get federal approval for his testing. He wants to be ready for the coronavirus.
And now I think the best thing we can do is strengthen our infrastructure to prepare to tackle the virus as it comes on board.
And he says a big part of that is being able to quickly diagnose patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.